Hello, this is Dr. Emil Tassi, your holistic lifestyle doctor. I want to record this podcast for you to give you some great information on how to stay on track. So a lot of us, we set goals, we have dreams, we have things we want to accomplish. And the problem is that we think everything has to be perfect and all the stars have to line up before you start your journey. And that is paralyzing. So you need to think about making progress and not it all being perfect. So regardless of whatever the project is you want to try to accomplish or the goal is you're trying to accomplish, the thing is, if you're making progress, that will be the thing that keeps you going. That is the number one tip that I can give you as far as your mindset throughout your journey. Now, really, there's another tip that I want to give you at the end, but I want to give you an example of I was trying to set up a goal to actually clean out my house, to purge and just, you know, just to go through everything and to really clean out a lot of things. And, you know, what I thought was, well, I can, you know, pretty much bang the whole thing out in one weekend. And you know what? It's not realistic and it's overwhelming. And actually, for a long time, it was paralyzing. I just couldn't get the mindset, the energy, the focus to start. Because I was thinking I just had to just crush the whole thing at one time, you know, eat the entire elephant in one shot. And you know what? It's too overwhelming. And psychologically, that will be something that actually, you know, prevents you from even starting. So then what we started to do was say, okay, if we were going to, you know, start this, where could we start and start to make progress and then move forward from there? So, you know, I picked, for example, the linen closet. And that took a while, but that was the only thing I said I was going to do for that day. And when I got it done on that day, I felt really good about it. And that was something that, you know, it pushes you forward to actually make the next step to do the next thing. And then we looked to the next room and we said, okay, you know, this is a room where we have to clean a lot of things out and we have to organize it. We have to move this stuff and get rid of the stuff, go through stuff. And we started actually, you know, laying out a game plan on how to actually move through this thing one step at a time. Now, if it comes to, say, your health and you're trying to lose weight, for example, if the situation is that you need to lose 100 pounds, it can almost feel overwhelming, like this is too much, it's never going to happen. But even if you're needing to lose 40 pounds or you're down to needing to lose your last 20 pounds, it can seem overwhelming. But if you think of it in chunks and you actually chunk it down and you look to it to say, okay, what's a realistic goal that I can make that will actually feed me and keep me fired up to keep moving in the direction that I want to go? That's the key thing, is progress, not perfection. Because even if you're trying to exercise and you're trying to you know, work out, thinking that you're just going to join the gym and work out 5 days a week, it's not realistic. So say with the weight, you start to add in certain things, like you're adding in more water, you're adding in more fiber, you're adding in some exercise, you're adding in these things that will slowly move you in the right direction. I think that's something that's really, really important, is this whole concept of how to move through a goal and how to actually make progress. Because the thing is that thinking things are going to be perfect, that's the thing that will prevent you from even starting. And a lot of us, we don't even set goals anymore because we failed so many times and we say, see, I knew I couldn't do it, versus progress in the morning. And that's something where there should be small things in the morning that you get done every day to get you going for that day. So for example, I'll give you my own routine. For example, one thing that I'm very committed to is doing my push-ups in the morning. So I do push-ups throughout the day, but I do 100 push-ups in the morning. And it wasn't always 100 push-ups, even if it was, and push-ups doesn't have to be the thing that you actually do, but it could be anything. But it should be something that you can accomplish and that you look to actually to get done. And it should be first thing in the morning so you feel like you can move on to the next thing. In the Army, in the military, that's why they say that, you know, making your bed is so important, because it might seem like a small thing, but it starts the day and sets the tone for the rest of the day. So what's the one thing that maybe you could work into your morning routine? So another thing that I like to do is my 49 breaths in the morning and my meditative breathing and you know, my meditation. So what I'll do is I will actually make sure that I'm doing that in the morning also. And it's not something that's, you know, hard to do. It's just that you have to make a commitment to do it. So you might want to do just one conscious breath per day. I had made a video once on this concept of one conscious breath per day, because they actually did research, and what they found was that they had people that they wanted to try to get them to floss their teeth. And what they found was that if they were trying to get people to floss their entire mouth, that was something where they would fail. And by the way, 50% of Americans floss their teeth every day. 95% brush their teeth every day. So 50% floss. So obviously, you know, it's something that's really important. We know about it, but not all of us are doing it. So you got to ask why. So what they did was they said, okay, instead of having them floss their entire mouth, we're going to have them floss just one tooth. And as they got them to floss one tooth, then the next day they would do two teeth. Then the next day they did three teeth. And in a month, next thing you know, they're flossing their entire mouth. And that's how they created the habit. You see, the key thing is that you need to realize that you need to create habits and rituals and rhythms, and you need to anchor to them, because that's what's going to be the thing that's going to push you forward. There needs to be some core anchors and habits in your life. And the habit is that you either do the thing, like you do the push-ups, or the habit is that you do not do the push-ups. The habit is that you go to the gym or you do not go to the gym. You drink your water or you do not. Another thing I like to do in the morning is I like to drink a lot of water right away, just to get that in and get that going. Because what will happen is this. If, say, you know, you have intention on doing the breathing or doing push-ups or drinking water, or you're going to stretch your legs in the morning, or, you know, you're going to make your green smoothie for the day. Whatever it is, if you don't do it and you say to yourself, well, I'll get to it later on, it gets harder and harder as the day goes on for you to actually accomplish that thing. Now, I'm not saying the only time that you can work out and do good things is in the morning. That's not what I'm saying. Listen, depending on your schedule, you might have to do it later on. And I've done that also. There's been times when I was in school for years and things. When I was working out, I'd be in the gym 9 o'clock at night. There's all different schedules that you can, you know, fit this into. Absolutely. But the thing is that if you started off right away, it can set the tone for your day. So if it's where you can't get to the gym in the morning, but you can do something else that will move you in the right direction towards your goal. So for example, with health, I like to do the push-ups. I like to do the water, the breathing, the stretching. I do work out in the morning when I do my workout. So whatever it may be, 5 days a week, sometimes six. I like to do those in the morning also. It's just, it works better for my schedule. But any goal that you're trying to accomplish, you want to actually chunk it down. So that's why I gave the example of trying to get the house clean. And believe it or not, when you're talking about trying to clear your physical space, that actually has a huge impact on you subconsciously. So, you know, for a long time, I wasn't really, it wasn't that I wasn't aware of this, but I wasn't really putting enough attention into this, and it really feels good to actually purge and cleanse your physical space. So we talk a lot about cleansing and purging and detoxing at the cellular level, your body, but what about your physical space, right? So that's just another piece of the puzzle. So when you're going to try to set goals and make changes, you want to chunk it down. Don't try to eat the entire elephant in one shot. And I'm telling you that the key thing that's going to keep you going is progress. Now, let me give you another key tip when it comes to staying on track with your goals and to making progress. And this is for all of us. If I could really boil down one thing that is going to make the difference, it's a support system. It's an anchor. Okay, so a lot of us, we have good intention and we have a lot of willpower and we have a lot of motivation, but willpower and motivation alone will not get you there. You need a support system. You need an anchor. You need a place where you can go to anchor in. And the worst thing you can do is have five different people that you're listening to and five different people that are going to guide you. That's why we created our platforms to take care of people and to try to guide them. Because, listen, we've been going through this journey for a long time. We're still on the journey. And it never stops, by the way, because you never want to stop growing and progressing. But the reason why we're creating these platforms and we're putting podcasts up and we're giving information and resources is to try to create a platform where people can anchor to. And listen, you can use anybody that you trust, I think, is the main thing. But you need to get your information from somewhere, and you also need to have an anchor. You need to have a place where you can go, where you can trust, where it's basically your anchor. It's the thing that's going to keep you on track, and it's a support system. And I think that's really important. I have to say that when it comes to, you know, succeeding and moving forward, especially when it's around health, you need a support system. You need an anchor. And that's why, you know, we do workshops every month. That's why, you know, we do podcasts, and that's why we try to give information to people to try to anchor them. And we all need this. I need it also. I have coaching that I look towards and anchors that I use. And then once you do things long enough, you will create the rhythm, but you're always looking to grow and move forward and create more habits into your life. And you just stack them up on top of each other. And, you know, you get them all moving in the same direction. So you might have another situation where you're trying to accomplish something, or your goal is that, you know, you want to get through some information. And whatever way you're going to take that information in, whether it's audio like this, or you're going to read or something like that, or watch videos that are going to move you in the right direction, you can do it at the same time that you're exercising, for example, to try to do two at one time. So if I'm on the treadmill walking, I might be, you know, watching a video that's something to do with health or information I'm trying to take in to prepare for a workshop. So what I found is that, you know, sometimes I'll get a little anxious if I feel like, and I don't know if you have this also, but if it's like you have the thing in your head, you know, you need to get done for the day, or, you know, you need to, you know, accomplish something, and you may be doing one thing and you're not present with that one thing because you're thinking about the other thing that you need to get done, right? So say if I'm on the treadmill walking, I'll watch videos, I'll prepare for a workshop, I'll get things done at the same time as I'm walking. Now, if you're sprinting, you might not be able to do that. I don't sprint on the treadmill. But if I'm walking, I can get that done. So you can do two things at once. So I think that's really important too. But if there's one thing I can really, you know, get across to you, if I'd like, you know, one thing to get across to you, it's that you need a support system. Don't try to go at this on your own. And whether you're going to, you know, use us as a support system, which I hope you do, I hope we can provide value for you, or you're going to use someone else, just get that in your schedule, get it in your rhythm, get it in your, you know, your habits, where you're actually looking towards a support system to help move you forward with whatever goals you're trying to achieve. So it's when it's around health, we want to be the experts that deliver that for you. And we are the experts because we've been doing this for a long time, you know, my team and myself. And I'm really committed to this. So I hope this provided value for you. I look forward to speaking to you soon. And we'll see you on the next workshop. We'll see you at the next workshop. We'll see you at the on the next video or audio. Look out for more information coming down the pipe soon. All right. Have a great day, and we'll speak soon.